Cord cutting with Archangel Michael. First of all, you need to take steps to disconnect yourself from the emotional aspect. You need to disconnect your cord from someone or something that's happened. Even if this is a person you don't wish to connect with or see again, send love. And importantly, feel a sense of forgiveness, because that's for you, that's not for them. Forgiveness is so that you can release the anger and the unforgiveness from your heart. Breathe now as you do so. Literally visualize the cord that connects you to the feelings of unhappiness and negativity within it. This can be a silver or golden cord, or a cord of any colour you choose, but it's important that you see this cord really clearly. Perhaps it looks corroded or rusted. Really feel the connection. Visualise the cord clearly. Powerful of the archangels, the prince of the heavenly armies, and he will completely disconnect any cord you wish. Archangel Michael comes in with his massive sword. It's flaming blue, intricately carved, and he's going to use that sword now to cut through this cord of connection. And as you visualize that sword swinging down and cutting through cleanly and completely, that cord of connection falls away from you. And you see it now disintegrate into dust, which just flies away on the breeze. Feel the disconnection completely. Breathe deeply. Send love to the people involved. Ask for healing to be sent to whatever negativity lay within that situation. Keep doing this for as long as you feel you need to. You have disconnected completely and deeply on every level within the universe. By visualizing that blue flaming sword and his love and protection, he is the archangel that makes us feel safe. He tells us it is safe to be powerful, and he will always come to our aid, always assist us anytime we wish to take back our power, such as now with this cord cutting. If you can't bear the thought of being completely disconnected, then you can forge and create a new cord, much brighter than the last, all shiny and new. Send it out. The intent is very important. So feel as positive and light and loving as you can as you do this. Again, send feelings and thoughts of love and reconciliation. As you create your new connection, you ensure that no negative thoughts creep in. If at any time in the future you feel any negative thoughts creeping in towards these people, sit with them just for a moment. Really feel them fully, asking for those feelings to be transmuted into positive, loving energy again. Replace them with positive thoughts, maybe a happy memory, and send them love. If you ever feel a cord of connection being made in your auric field, or if you feel a sense of connection, connection being made in your solar plexus that you do not want. And this is with anybody living or past. Just repeat the exercise of disconnection and ask Archangel Michael to come in. So now you have the power to cut cords with anyone at any time if those cords no longer serve a purpose or do not nourish the soul in the spirit of friendship and love. And it's okay to let people go. Friendships and connections, sometimes they're not meant to be for a lifetime. Sometimes we are just meant to learn from each other for a very short period, and that's okay, that's all meant to be. So let that connection go now with love. Breathe. Visualize roots now going deep into the earth, gently wrapping themselves around your lower legs, your calves, your ankles and feet. Any negative feelings you have towards this person that you cut cords with, they're going deep into the earth now, down through these roots, to be transmuted again into positive energy. And you feel such strength now in your solar plexus. You visualize that beautiful yellow, strong light just beneath your rib cage. And as you breathe in, you feel that light pulse and strengthen. And you ask Archangel Michael now if you can borrow his armor. Whenever you feel under threat, or if the person you've disconnected with attempts to make another cord of connection, if you don't want it, you don't have to allow it. And so this armor will be with you. Whenever you need it, just bring it forth. Tough, metal, shiny, beautiful. This is armor that's yours. On loan, permanently, from Archangel Michael. And you can use it whenever you need to. Take a long, deep breath to finish. Bring yourself back and wiggle your fingers and your toes. And as you're opening your eyes, you feel refreshed and present, ready to continue with your day.